Hello,
Hello.
hello. This is Christina,
Hello.
your
Hello.
host today. And
Yes.
this is a special episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And my pleasure today is to introduce you amazing Noriko Tominaga, far away from Japan. And now she lives in New Zealand. And she's owner of Japanese cooking school. And I would love to just to say hello again, Noriko, and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, and now about your business in New Zealand.
Okay, thank you very much, Christina. Invite me. And good morning, good evening. Hello, Kia ora. I'm Noriko Tominaga. As Christina said, I learned Japanese cooking school in Japan 40 years ago. I introduced Japanese family dishes for non-Japanese, like mostly tourists. My studio is Osaki. Osaki is very close to Tokyo Station. It's very popular area for foreigners. That actually, I developed instructor who are able to Japanese cuisine for non-Japanese. Actually, I have more than 170 people. The instructor I have. Thanks for the instructor. I have more than 170 franchises all over Japan, mainly Japan. And as Krista said, I moved to New Zealand 2 months ago in order to establish the Japanese cooking school in New Zealand, especially Auckland is very, very busy city. So we introduce vegetarian authentic Japanese cuisine, which is shojin ryori. You know, shojin ryori, it's kind of Buddhist Japanese vegetarian cuisine. And also the sushi. You know, sushi is very popular in New Zealand people. They love the sushi. So at the beginning, I've just started two courses. And also, I've just started takeaway in order to introduce our taste, real Japanese taste. So, and also the shop. So today, I'm going to, happy to talk with Christina and send you my business story as well. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really nice, you know. And this is some kind of your this is the second time when you are a guest in the KSM podcast. And I know that you we met online in BNI networking, you know. And I know that you're far in that time you were still in Japan, and I was so happy to know that you are going to move to the to Auckland, is that correct? New Zealand. And can you tell us just now you said your impression that you like to live there, but also how people, you know, how do you work with your clients, and about a little bit core about your Japanese cooking school, because this is about Japanese specific Japanese meals as I know from far away from all those meals from Japan. And just to share with us who would be so fit client to you, and how people reach just to work with you and learn about this through your school, and also all around the globe, especially for Japanese people who specifically want to learn about it.
Thank you, Christina. So our target is the local people, not the Japanese, like a Kiwi and Chinese and Korean. So they wanted to learn real Japanese cuisine because, you know, in there many kind of sushi restaurant, but most of the owner are Chinese or Korean. He loved the Japanese cuisine, but they didn't know how to cook Japanese cuisine by themselves. Actually, 1 month ago, I invited Japanese cooker from Japan who are very famous as shojin ryori, vegetarian Japanese cuisine. At the time, more than 30 guest client gathered to our studio to learn Japanese authentic vegetarian cuisine. I'm very surprised. Many kind of the local people wanted to learn Japanese cuisine. So, and at the beginning, I started introduce only sushi because sushi is very famous for local people. But I've decided to start Shojin Ryori, Japanese vegan, Japanese vegetarian cuisine from mid of October. And then I started the provide flyer, surely two courses, which is vegetarian Japanese cuisine, another one's basic sushi. They prefer vegetarian, even though that they are not vegetarian, but they wanted to learn vegetarian cuisine once a month at least. You know, usually they wanted to eat meat or fish or something like that. But only one month, once a month, he wanted to be relaxed and detox and be more healthy. That's a very funny story. But yeah, Chojin Ryori, it's really famous, much more more interested in there.
And this is such a funny story, you know, because as you said that you invited so local people who are so supportive and they wanted to join, especially Japanese people, China,
Yes.
and from India, is that correct?
And the local people means
Hello.
Kiwi, New Zealand people and Chinese and Korean. And many a few Japanese people are joined, but more mainly local.
Oh, that's nice. So there are people from all around the globe. I mean, in New Zealand as well.
In New
So
Zealand, only New Zealand.
only New Zealand, yeah, but they who live in New Zealand, let's say far away
Yeah.
from other countries.
No. And that in Japanese cooking school, the tourist main target is tourists. But in New Zealand school, main target is local people who live in New Zealand, especially the near here, near Auckland, near Brisbane, near local.
Yeah, but I know, but there are many people who moved and who are now local people for many years who moved to New Zealand. I mean, maybe people from Europe, people. Do you understand why? I'm just to there are local people who settled
Yeah, settle,
and
yeah.
live there. Yeah, this is
Live
what.
there, yes, live
Yeah, they
there
live
long
there.
time, yeah.
And when they come, what how is it going with this? Can you explain us how it looks like when someone come to your school and start learning those lessons and courses and need, I think that they need practice and tested, let's say vegetarian, as you said, for example, food or sushi or just
Yes.
it's going to be interesting for our audience to hear
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah. Actually, the vegetarian course, I introduced seven or six Japanese cuisine. For example, this month, I introduced tofu burger, you know, tofu burger, not hamburger, tofu burger. We will use tofu and some vegetable and some ingredient, but we don't use the meat. And also the spinach with sesame sauce. Also the paprika, stir-fried paprika with miso, and also miso soup with eggplant. All of the ingredients came from the natural in the vegetable.
Oh, that's fantastic. And in your course, could people learn recipes or just to do they have some kind of educational part as theoretical part and also
Yeah.
practitioner to cook and learn how to do it?
Yeah, some are practical because they are local people. They wanted to cook by themselves every day. So this is the practical. So for the Japanese cooking school, that's their that experience. That's different. And also I introduce where can you buy the Japanese ingredient? Like a Chinese store, Chinese grocery store, Japanese grocery store, who don't know where do can we buy them? It's kind of
Yeah,
practical.
you are talking that they can buy some
Yeah.
ingredients in on those stores
Yeah.
and shops to implement and cook it.
Yes. Also, that I introduce alternative ingredient. You know, some of the vegetable are not there. Or some of the Japanese vegetable are not there. But I recommend to use alternative vegetable.
Well, sounds good, you know, and I just cannot imagine how is you know, a taste and so and smell, you know, it's going to be fantastic, all those meals and food we're going to prepare in your school, you know.
Yeah, so and you want that introduce our taste. I've just started lunchbox during the lunch. So I introduce sushi burger. You know, sushi burger, it's a kind of the rice ball. You know, rice ball, Japanese onigiri. So we made rice ball, but with vinegar rice. But the ingredient, like a chicken, and teriyaki salmon in the inside. This kind of rice ball, but I called it sushi burger. It's kind of a style burger.
Sushi burger, yeah, that's sounds great, you know. I would love to taste it, to be honest.
It's so delicious and so beautiful, pretty.
Yeah,
so, you know, there are many of the sushi restaurants sell it like a rolled sushi. It's very, very common style. The seaweed outside and some small ingredient inside. That a shape is round shape and very small one. But our sushi burger is very big. It's almost same as the hamburger. And you can also the eat by hand easily. It's good for the B side, I think.
Yeah, that's lovely, you know. Yeah, and especially when you can, as you said, as a lunch package, for example, as you said. And
yeah, exactly. I also I provide two side dishes. It came from the Shojin Ryori. So for example, today I put in the daikon radish with sweet soy sauce. We simmer daikon radish about 13 minutes. It's really tasty. And another one is hōrei sō gomae, means spinach with sesame seed.
Fantastic, you know, lovely. I think that audience who will listen or just be so tasteful, and they will so just once they want to taste your delicious food.
Please come to New Zealand.
yeah. So Noriko, in terms of online business, you know, how do you work? I know that maybe you have chance to work online in some way that people can connect with you all around the globe in terms for specifically for Japanese cuisine, kitchen. And can you share with us just to for audience maybe who want to connect with you in terms to know, but they don't live in New Zealand, maybe they are in Australia or US or in other countries, in Japan specifically, just to connect with you and just how they can do that in terms in online space, just if they don't have chance to visit New Zealand and come to you.
Thank you, Christina. Actually, I have more than 100 online classes available. So as I said, I have many, many instructors. They do the online cooking class. So could you contact with my homepage? There are many online classes available, like a sushi course and the character lunch box and the karage and ramen and so on. Many Japanese cuisine are there. Also, we instructor live in all over Japan, not only Tokyo, but also the Hokkaido and Kyushu prefecture, Kyushu and Osaka, Kyoto and so on. You are also learn local Japanese cuisine via online. Please check my homepage. So you are able to see the many kind of online classes.
That's nice. And when people, can you share with us a little bit about instructors of Japanese cuisine, kitchen.
Yes.
What is the meaning of that, and how people in when some I know that you said once that only Japanese could be instructors because of the food. So can you share with us, because there are Japanese people all around the world, maybe someone want to connect and be instructor in your, just to learn from you and work with you in your online course.
So my instructors are all Japanese. They took my education via the online or in-person seminar. It about takes 10 days. They are very specialist for Japanese cuisine, Japanese cooking, as Japanese cooking teacher. So many of the my instructors live in all over the Japan, as I said. So once you connect with homepage, you are able to see the find the many many instructor, and also that they introduce where they are that do they live, or what kind of the recipe provided, their hobby and their skill, and so on. You can choose as you like.
Yeah, that's nice. I know that you are so present on Instagram, on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yeah, both of all of them I used. Instagram and also it's if you search Washok WASHCOOK, WASHCOOK, you are easy to find my homepage.
Yeah, yes, and can you repeat the name of your page?
Yes.
In English, please.
WASHCOOK.
And just pronounce it. Just pronounce it.
Washokook. Washo means Japanese cuisine. Cook means cooking. So washo means WASH. Cook means COOK. Washokook. That is my home name.
But Washokook, just please, when you have chance to listen to this episode, just connect with Noriko and just go to her homepage on Washokook, and you should have chance to read about courses, to connect with Noriko, and to, if you wanted to be instructor, or if you wanted to be user, or just to, maybe you wanted to go to New Zealand and visit
and
Noriko.
Also the I have Instagram. So also Noriko Tominaga, you are able to find my Instagram page, Noriko Tominaga.
So, and I would love to just, maybe we should have call to action. Just if you find Noriko Tominaga, please go and follow her just to see new updates and what she does.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Noriko, do you have something specifically to share with us? Because we are going through this conversation today. It's really amazing, and you share amazing story. But do you have something to share here that I didn't ask you, and you wanted to stress it, just to say what is so important in terms for your school? Just for listeners to know more about your cooking school in New Zealand.
First, start. Stories.
Just what? Yeah, what? Maybe about we shared about people, how to connect, but also do you have something specifically?
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask you, and you think that is so important to share with listeners.
Okay. Thank you very much. So,
no, you're welcome.
Yeah, I have two homepage, which one is the Japan, another one is New Zealand. And you also search washokook.nz, New Zealand. That's my homepage of New Zealand. And also Instagram, washokook.nz, New Zealand. That's the Instagram for my New Zealand company.
Yeah, that's really nice, you know, and I'm super happy to talk to you today, in terms to know much more about your cooking school. And when in school, when people come and when they prepare, how they what are their feedback and when they taste it and this delicious food? Can you share with us maybe just to
Thank you very much. So, especially for New Zealand cooking school, the concept is mindfulness. Zen means a Buddhist. So they are able to become more relaxing and in the focus on the cooking and fresh to eating. It really concentrated during the cooking. So they are very comfortable, this kind of the studio. It's very come down, very small, very private atmosphere, and also the taste is so good and also healthy. So most of the comment, they wanted to come to again to be relaxed.
Yeah, that's nice. And they can, after when they cook, they can taste it and just see how it's going with this, you know, just to prepare such amazing meal.
Yeah, exactly. At the beginning, I introduced what is mindfulness and also the tea ceremony. I provided the Japanese tea, ryokucha, from the customer, the guest, and I explained the today's recipe and process and cooking. After that, also I introduced Japanese culture and Japanese usage and so on. Then eat and discussing
That's
about.
really nice. And also, this is in your school, you people can learn in English, but mostly in English and maybe in Japanese, but maybe it's much more as a English as a professional language for people for to understand better, some especially for local people who live in New Zealand.
Yes, mainly in English.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you about a little bit about networking, and I know you are in BNI, Business Network International in Japan, and can you share with us, you know, your experience as a BNI member and director or some chapter, and can you share with us and like some kind of networking for and I know that you're so familiar with referral marketing and how people connect with you in terms for your school or others, to raise up networking.
Thank you very much.
You are so
So,
welcome.
I belong to Lumamoto chapter in Japan. Our chapter is one of the global chapter because we held on the meeting, English meeting, once a month, especially the last Tuesday, we have the English meeting. At the time, many overseas guests come to joined my chapter to discuss, and also that they are present. They are able to present 30 seconds by their business. So it's easy to connect with the Japanese people who want to connect with the foreign people as well. And also, yeah, this is the yes. They also that I live in New Zealand. I'm able to join the New Zealand chapter in person. There are many opportunity because there are some of the member want to connect with Japan and all over, not Japan, all over the world. I also they are connected with New Zealand people to other foreign people. So I have the two opportunity, which is Japan BNI and New Zealand BNI as well.
Yeah, and this is really exciting and amazing because when you have chance to be in person in BNI in New Zealand, and this is the way how you can promote your business and people connect with you from BNI as well. I mean.
Yes, BNI as well. So, but I belong to the Japanese BNI. I cannot attend. I cannot join the New Zealand BNI as member, just guest. Some of the member recommend to more small business association, not BNI, but most of the member used to be a member. So I am one member to more small group. Thanks for the New Zealand BNI. Some of them recommend to me to join the small association.
Yeah, that's really nice because what I'm asking you because KSM Podcast Doing Business Online with Christina is so dedicated for online entrepreneurs, small business owners, and focus on in terms of developing an online business, you know, to spread the word, to spread online business globally.
Yeah.
And I'm super networker as well. And because of that, I really wanted to ask you about networking. As you said, that you can join in person small groups there, not only just in BNI, because you are a member of Japanese BNI chapter, but only this is the way how you should connect with people and promote your business. And people can join to you and come to your school. This is really fantastic. This is such a great opportunity to connect with people.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Exactly. Yes. And thank you so much for explaining about networking. But also what I want to ask you, for all listeners who will listen to this podcast, this episode, do they have chance to connect with you as a on a conversation, to connect with you just some kind of, how I can say, like a conversation or scheduling meeting with you just to connect on via Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, and talk about your school if they wanted to join and learn and attend your courses?
So any other way should be okay, like Instagram and so on. For example, on Instagram, so it's easy to, for foreigner, it may be easy to connect with the New Zealand in the Instagram. Look for the Noriko Washoku New Zealand Instagram. Then please send me the message via Instagram, also the homepage.
Yeah, that's really nice. And before we ramp up our call today, do you have some kind of final message for our listeners who will listen to this podcast on Amazon, Apple, Google Podcast, Radio, Public Radio, also on Podchaser, LinkedIn, Facebook? There are 10 platforms. This is going
to be. Thank you very much, Christina. So thank you very much for listening our session. So as I said, I have many Japanese online classes in Japan and also the other country. So if you want to learn Japanese cuisine, please check my homepage, Washo Cook. Washo means W-A-S-H-C-O-O-K, W-A-S-H-C-O-O-K. So you can find many super Japanese online lesson. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I will put all information and all links of your New Zealand webpage, homepage, New Zealand, and also social media links to social media and Instagram and Facebook. So for all listeners who will listen to this episode, this session today, you will have chance to connect with Noriko and you will have such an amazing connection to build your business also, and to, if you wanted to join to and be and learn about Japanese food and cooking school and other things. It was lovely talking to you. I asked you many questions, but this is not going to be, we'll be together also very soon in new episode. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you today. In regards to all your team and, you know, from KSM Podcast and for our listeners. And that was lovely, really. I'm super happy having you as a guest speaker today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to have this kind of beautiful podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and see you very soon. And wish you
Yes,
a
please.
lot of success with your customers and clients and students in your school in New Zealand.
Okay, you too. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
for now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.